Alone on a Wide, Wide Sea by J.S. Fletcher. On that summer morning, the lonely island, a tiny green jewel set in the sapphire bosom of the great Pacific, seemed as solitary a thing as the universe can show. There was not a sail visible on all the wide stretch of water. Few sails or smokestacks, or anything else, ancient or modern, in the way of shipping, ever came into those latitudes. The island was far, very far, out of any beaten track. It was a mere speck in that shining waste, a bit of erupted matter, thrown up in the far past from the mysterious depths beneath, and in process of time, by those strange workings of nature, at which man can only guess, had become covered in a rich luxuriousness of tree and plant and flower. In that bright sunlight, that crystalline air, the island was a gem of sparkling colour. Its outer ring of vivid green was set in a still wider ring of golden sand. About the sand curled gently a fringe of white spray, and beyond that white, restless, receding and advancing fringe was the brilliant blue of the ocean, which there looked so vast, so awe-inspiring in its silence, as to suggest the idea of infinite illimitableness. But there was human life amidst this apparent solitude. Out of the belt of green, which encircled the island, at a point where a solitary cocoa palm crowned a low bluff overhanging the yellow sands, a man stepped into the full glare of the sun. He came from beneath the foliage so silently, so stealthily, that the curiously plumaged birds sitting on the surrounding branches made no movement, uttered no cry. Once without the fringe of green, he drew himself erect, and lifting one hand to shade his eyes, gazed steadily and watchfully about him. He was a fine figure of a man, tall, sinewy rather than muscular, yet evidently possessed of enormous strength, bright and keen of eye. Swift.